morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me this privilege to share God's word with you today. I thank God for what God is doing in your midst. Thank you for the privilege that you've given me to be part of your Thanksgiving service. Let's pray. Lord, may the meditation of our hearts, may the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing unto you. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. This morning, I'd like for us to reflect on our life once more. What are the priorities of our life? What attitudes do we have in our life? How should we live our life today, knowing that there is an eternity? Do you believe that our life will go on forever and ever and ever? Francis Chan used this illustration before. I have here a rope. It's just an ordinary rope. And imagine that this rope goes on forever and ever and ever. And the lifetime that we have right now is this part of the rope. We have a whole eternity ahead of us. How should we live our lives right here in order to affect the rest of our eternity? Because sometimes the way we live is that for many of us, we work so hard right here for 60, 65 years so that we can enjoy this part of our life. I feel bad for there's a man in my church. He has enough, but he wants to work two jobs, three, even sometimes three jobs, because he wants to enjoy this part of his life. But the way he thinks is that life ends right here. But how should our attitude be here in order to impact the rest of eternity? I want to show you a passage in the Bible that is very interesting. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29 to 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29 to 31 says this. I'll read it in English first. If you have an English Bible, let's read it together. I'm reading from the ESV. This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away.
29節，弟兄們，我對你們說，時候減少了，從此以後，那有妻子的要像沒有妻子，哀哭的要像不哀哭，快樂的要像不快樂，自賣的要像無有所得，用細物的要像不用細物的，因為這世界的樣子將要過去了。
In verse 29, it says, let those who have wives live as though they had none.
但那些有妻子的就好像活到好像没妻子那样。
This passage tells us how to treat our wives, our family.
这个教我们怎么跟我们的太太相处，跟我们的家人相处。
Some of you are scratching your heads.
那我们的拗穿棚是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
到底这样是为什么呢？
For some of you, you read, let those who have wives as if they have none. Some of you are saying, yes!
有些人就好啊好啊咁样啊。
But that is not what you think it means.
但我相信这个不是你所想象的意思。
And then in verse 30 it says, those who mourn as if they were not mourning. What does that mean?
三十节话哀哭的人咧，就好似唔系哀哭咁讲，咁到底咩意思咧？
It's telling us how to treat our sufferings.
呢就讲紧我哋点样面对我哋嘅苦难。
And those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing.
快乐嘅又要似唔快乐啊。
Tells us how to treat those, how to relate to the things that make us happy.
呢就讲紧咧，我点去处理嗰啲令到我哋开心嘅事物。
And those who buy as though they had no goods.
而嗰啲买卖嗰啲咧，就好似无有所得咁样。
And those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it.
用细物嘅，好似不用细物咁样。
So what is this passage talking about?
咁到底呢段经文系想教我哋啲咩嘢咧？
Paul is saying that the time is short, verse 29.
29節, 保罗说, 时间不够了。
And verse 31, that the present form of this world is passing away.
31節告诉我们,
the present form of this world is not going to last.
因为这个世界现在这样的日子是不会永恒的。
Sometimes we forget that.
很多时候我们忘记了。
Sometimes you see many people, they are trying to go on this rat race of life, trying to pursue as much money as they can because they think that this is all they have.
很多人忘记了，就以为你有的生活就是一切，所以用尽所有的力去赚越多的钱，觉得越好，你认为是最好的。
But what Paul is saying is that the present form of this world is passing away.
但保罗提我们，不是啊，你现在看见这个世界是过紧的，会过去的。
So as Christians, we are to have a different perspective.
所以作为基督徒，我哋睇我哋人生系有一个唔同嘅角度去睇嘅。
So how, what should we do today? What should be our attitude today in order to impact our eternity?
咁所以到底今日我用我咩态度去过我哋嘅生活，以至能够影响到我哋嘅永恒嘅一生咧？
In verse 30, it says, those who mourn as if they do not.
三十节话哀哭嘅人，好似佢哋唔哀哭咁样。
This is talking about the trials, the hardships, the sufferings that we endure in life.
讲紧我就系人生面对好多嘅挑战，好多嘅苦难。
Sometimes some of us, what are some of the challenges that you face in your life?
你谂下你生活上接受紧啲咩嘅挑战？
Some of us, we go through a very difficult hardship right here.
而家我哋喺生命行到呢步啦，我哋有好大嘅困难。
Maybe we encounter a serious crisis.
或者觉得系一个好大嘅危机啦。
Sometimes some of us don't want to hear that phone call from our doctor.
有阵时我哋唔想听到医生打电话俾我哋。
Or maybe we get called into the manager's office and says, I'm letting, you know, we're downgrading.
或者我唔想啊，老细召我入去房，同我讲一啲唔好听嘅消息。
What are the things that make us mourn in this world?
到底呢个世界今日咩令到我哋会哀哭嘅咧？
Many people in our churches are looking for a job right now.
我哋教会里边都好多人喺度揾紧工。
And then, you know, some of us, we feel like when we encounter a difficult trial, our whole world falls apart.
我哋好多时当你遇到一个挑战困难嘅时候，我哋觉得成个世界好似冧咗咁样。
There's a young man in our church.
我哋教会有个年轻人。
He's been dating this girl for 1 year now.
咁啊，同一个女仔拍咗一年拖。
And the girl finally says to him, I'm sorry, I think I just want to be friends.
咁佢过咗年之后就讲，对唔住，我都系想同你做翻朋友啫。
I haven't seen him in church for 3 weeks.
咁啊，你過去嗰3個禮拜我都唔見佢有翻教會啦。
And he feels like his whole world has fallen apart.
佢覺得因為咁，佢成個世界都已經好似冧咗咁樣。
You know, he's only 21.
其實今年只係21歲啫嘛。
21.
21歲咋。
You know, based on experience, I want to tell him, you know, life goes on.
從我自己經歷，我真係好慘啫。唔係㗎，人生係繼續喺度㗎。
It's okay, there's other fishes in the sea.
海裏面有第二啲魚嘅 ，OK 啦。
But he can't understand it. He feels like his whole world is all, you know, his life is over. You know, he's 21. Is he ever gonna get married?
但對一個廿歲人嚟講，第一次，佢就覺得哎，個就係佢生命嘅全部啦。佢而家冇曬啦，乜都冇啦。
What are the things that in this world we feel like it happens to us, our whole world falls apart?
So you have experienced some things, you feel like your whole life is gone.
But then Paul says, those who mourn as if they do not. What does it mean? That even though you go through serious crisis in your life, even though in this world you face troubles, but take heart, Christ has overcome the world.
但是你放心，因为神已经系胜过世界。
Even though in this short life that we have, you encounter these difficult challenges.
可能喺你嘅人短暂人生，你遇到好多嘅挑战。
It doesn't mean that your whole life is meaningless.
但唔表示你嘅人生系冇意义嘅。
What does Paul say in Romans chapter 8?
喺罗马书第八章，保罗话乜嘢咧？
That nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
佢话冇嘢能够将我哋同基督嘅爱隔住。
Not even life or death.
生同埋死都唔可以。
Or persecution.
被逼迫都唔会。
Or a famine or danger or sword.
都系就算系饥饿。
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
保罗鼓励我哋透过啲嘢，我哋都能够系得胜有余。是透過愛我們的主在生命裡面幫助我們。
Paul says in Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything.
腓立比書第四章保羅提我們不要為任何事去憂慮。
Meaning do not be nervous about anything.
意思是不要那麼緊張。
Do not be afraid.
不用怕。
But in everything,
在一切的事上面,
with prayer and petition and thanksgiving,
透過禱告能夠懇求,
present your request to God.
将你的需要你所想所求的话给神听。
And the peace of God will envelop you.
神的平安会出人意外的去拥抱你。
What are you going through right now?
到底你现在是经历着什么东西呢?
You can trust in His sovereignty.
你试试去相信神是掌权的。
You can trust in His power.
你试试相信神是
有权力的。You can trust in His wisdom.
你相信神是有智慧的。
You can trust in His love.
你要相信佢系爱你。
You know that when He allows things in this life, you know that He's using it for His glory to make you more beautiful.
你要明白任何发生喺你身上面嘅事，其实神系透过嗰啲事令到你嘅生命更加嘅美丽，更加嘅灿烂。
What is one of the greatest reasons for our mourning?
到底我哋哀哭最大嘅原因系乜嘢咧
？Why do we mourn? What are we afraid of the most?
其实最多我哋惊咩咧
？We're afraid of death.
其实我哋好多人咧最惊嘅系死亡。
But then even through that, he says, those who mourn, as if they're not mourning.
但是在鼓励我们那些哀哭的人好像不是哀哭的人。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because we know that Christ has even conquered our last enemy.
因为我们知道基督是胜过我们最后最大的敌人。
That if we have faith in Christ, we have eternal life.
我们知道在基督里面生活的话，我们有永恒的生命。
So if you are a Christian,
如果你是基督徒,
think about the things that make you so depressed.
想想什么令到你觉得很不开心?
But you feel like your whole world is fall apart.
什么令到你觉得你整个世界都是什么都没了现
在? Paul says, those who mourn as if they do not.
但是保罗鼓励你, 哀哭的人好像不是哀哭的人。
Why is that?
为什么?
Because in Christ we are more than conquerors.
因为基督里面你是得胜有余。
Then he says in verse 30, those who are happy as if they are not.
咁跟住佢又話咯喎，嗰啲開心嗰啲快樂嗰啲又當好似唔係快樂咁樣喎。
Paul, what are you talking about?
阿保羅，你到底講乜啊喺度
？Let's think about it. What makes you happy?
嗱，你又諗下咩令到你開心咧
？What things make you happy?
有啲咩能夠令到你覺得好快樂咧
？Some young people are very happy that they finally got the new iPhone 6 B or something. S or something.
後生嘅梗係個最好啱啱用個 iPhone 6s 我就話我都唔識呢啲。
Sometimes we think, oh, yay, you know, you're very excited because you have this new thing.
好興奮啊嘛，有個新手機。
But then in 6 months, there's iPhone 7 or something.
可能半年之後又有個iPhone 7 出嚟㗎啦。
Some of us maybe you're working so hard, you book your vacation coming up in 6 months, and that is what will make you happy.
有啲人可能就係我預咗我旅行裏面6個月之前已經訂好曬所有嘢啦。
But you realize that after you've gone for 1 week in your vacation and you have 2 days left and you have to come back to Toronto, you feel so miserable.
但當你個放假放到臨尾嗰兩日諗下，哎，又要翻工啦，哎呀，真係慘啦。
Why is it that these things that make us happy don't really make us happy completely?
點解嗰啲令到我哋開心嘅嘢，其實唔係真係令到我哋永遠都開心嘅咧？
Because it's fleeting.
因為佢係過去嘅。
It does not last.
因為佢唔長久嘅。
If the source of our happiness are things, our source of the happiness are only the things of this world, then it will not really make us happy.
如果令到我哋快樂嘅嘢咧，全部都係地上會過去嘅嘢咧，咁我哋永遠都唔會真正嘅開心嘅。
You will not give up lasting joy.
因為你冇恆久嘅喜樂喺你嘅心裏邊。But
if you are in Christ,
但如果你基督裏邊咧，
we know that the source of our happiness is truly only found in Christ.
你知道你喜樂嘅源頭其實喺耶穌裏邊。That
in Christ we can experience real joy in the midst of sorrow.
而喺基督裏邊，你就能夠就算喺 哀哭嘅時候都能夠經歷到真正嘅喜樂啊！
That even though we may not experience great vacations,
可能喺基督裏邊你唔會話有一個好大嘅旅行。
Even though you may never own an iPhone 6,
或者你唔一定每個都有呢個手機。
Even though you may never own a big house,
或者你唔一定大屋。
But it's okay.
但冇問題啊。
Because the things that make us feel good down here lose their joy compared to graduating from earth to heaven.
因為只要我哋喺神裏邊經歷到神嘅同在嘅時候，地上呢啲歡樂其實好快就轉眼而過嘅，就唔算係啲咩嘢。Because
even though many people, many Christians do not experience many happiness here, but they look forward to that day when they can spend all eternity with Christ.
你試下想下，就算喺咁短嘅今生裏邊，你覺得你嘅喜樂唔係真係好多嘅話，但係將來 永生流流長，你都係喜樂嘅。咁係咪其實而家啲嘢唔算得啲咩嘢咧？
Those who mourn as if they did not.
哀哭嘅好似唔係哀哭咁樣。
Because you have an eternity that you're looking forward to.
因為你有永恆嘅生命喺你前面。
Those who are happy as if they're not.
快樂嘅咧，又好似唔係快樂咁喎。
Because you know you have an eternity, something much better that you're looking forward to.
同樣你知道，因為喺永恆嘅生命裏邊，你有更好嘅嘢喺度等緊你。
And then again in verse 30 it says, those who buy something as if it is not theirs to keep.
三十節跟住話咧，嗰啲買賣嘅就好似冇嘢買賣咁樣。
What does it mean?
咩意思咧？
This reminds us of how we view material things.
提醒我哋應該點面對我哋嘅物質嘅擁有嘅嘢啦。
Those who buy something as if it's not out for us to keep.
我哋有地上物質嘅嘢，我哋唔係諗住永遠擁有佢。
Do you get excited about that new something?
咁你會唔會覺得好興奮咧？當你知道咁樣。
When you get that new car and that new car smell?
每當你買到新車啊、新嘢，聞到嗰陣新嘅味咧，咪好興奮咧。
You move to a new home.
搬到間新屋嗰度。
But we moved to our new home in 2008.
我2008年咧就搬咗間新屋。
It feels like just 7 years has passed, but now there's so many creaks and cracks and so many, you know, the carpet is already so worn with two little kids.
咁啊，過咗7年咧，哇，成間屋咧而家要重修啦，因為有兩個細路，咁嗰啲地氈又要換啦。
What is Paul saying?
所以保羅喺度提我哋乜嘢？
It's don't be consumed by things.
嚇，唔好俾世上嘅事物去佔據你。
Don't grip on them too tightly.
唔好抓得佢哋太緊。
Because you can't take them with you in eternity.
因為你唔能夠帶嗰啲嘢去同你去行永生嘅生命。Some
of us we try to earn as much money as we can here so we can own our dream house, our dream car.
好多人咧用一生嘅力咧，佢希望咧能夠得到自己嘅夢想嘅屋啊、車啊。
But there are more important things than things.
但你知唔知道其實呢啲有更加寶貴、更加重要嘅嘢等你去做嘅咧？
Paul says those who buy something as if it is not theirs to keep.
好耐提我哋，你買賣嗰啲唔係俾你去找存放嘅。
It reminds us that the resources that God has given us, God has called us to be only stewards.
我哋有嘅物質，所有擁有嘅，其實神嗌我哋做管家嘅啫。Instead
of thinking, how can I buy things for myself? How can I use my resources to seek first God's kingdom?
當我哋擁有咁多嘢，淨係諗我應該用嚟買咩俾我自己嘅時候，你知唔知道其實神想你去問下點樣用你有嘅嘢去追求神嘅國咧
？Think of the work of the gospel。
揾翻下即係福音嘅工作。
Recently, our church this past just this few months ago went to Chile。
我哋教會咧先幾月咧就去智利。
And we saw local missionaries at work。
我睇見當地嘅傳福音嘅人。
And they challenged us to sponsor a missionary.
他們就挑戰我們，你們可不可以資助我們其中一些傳道人啊？
And yeah, so how much does it cost for us to sponsor a missionary?
那我們問了，如果我們要支持一個傳道人的生活一個月，我們要給多少錢呢？
And they said it cost them $400.
他說要$400。
$400.
400.
Like when I think about that, how many people, if there's $30, $40 a month, 10 people can sponsor one missionary.
咁所以每個人俾幾十蚊，十個人加埋就可以支持一個宣教士嘅生活啦。
The question is, do I own my possessions or do my possessions own me？
咁問題就係到底係我去處理我擁有嘅嘢啊，因為我擁有嘅嘢係控制緊、支配緊我咧。
The Bible is teaching us to have a proper view of our material things。
所以聖經教我哋點樣用個正確態度睇我哋擁有嘅物質嘅財產。
Because we can't take them with us。
因為你擁有嘅，你唔能夠帶走佢。
Billy Graham tells this story。
Billy Graham 講佢哋講咗個故事俾我哋聽。
Said some years ago, Ruth and I were on an island in the Caribbean。
咁我同啲人咧就喺一個島嗰度 ，Caribbean 嘅島嗰度。
One of the wealthiest men in the world had asked us to come to his lavish home for lunch。
世界上一個最有錢嘅人咧，有錢佬啦，就邀請我哋去佢屋企咧，就食個晏。
He was 75 years old。
咁佢係75歲。
And throughout the entire meal, he was close to tears。
成個午餐，佢都差唔多好似想流淚咁樣。
He said, "Out there is my yacht."
佢話出邊係我嘅前院。
I can go anywhere I want to。
我中意去邊度都得。
I have my private planes。
我有自己私人嘅地方。
My helicopter.
我甚至有直升機啊、遊艇啊咁樣。
I have everything I want to make my life happy.
我能夠有擁有所有嘅嘢，即係令到我自己嘅生命係開心嘅。
Yet I'm the most miserable man on this island.
但其實我係一個最可憐嘅人喺個島上邊。
Billy Graham said we talked to him and prayed with him and tried to point him to Christ, who alone can give him meaning in life.
咁佢哋就同佢一齊嘅禱告，去引導佢。希望能夠找到人生的出路。
Then after that, we went down the hill, went back to our small cottage that we were staying.
咁然後教佢哋就離開咗嗰度，就翻返自己住嘅地方。
We had a phone call from the local Baptist pastor.
然後咧接到一個當地一個浸信會牧師嘅電話。
He was an Englishman.
係個英國人嚟嘅。
Also around 75 years old.
亦都係75歲。
A widower.
係太太過身。
He was full of enthusiasm and love for Christ and for other people.
但係佢電話裏邊佢傳嚟嘅聲音係充滿喜悦，好積極嘅去關顧佢周圍嘅人。
He said, "I don't have £2 to my name."
佢話我自己名下擁有物業唔足有2磅。
But I am the happiest man on this island.
但喺個島裏邊我係最開心嘅嗰個人。
Billy Graham relates how he asked his wife Ruth.
所以啊，我問你同佢太太有冇咁樣同我講。
Who do you think is the richer man?
就問佢，你覺得呢兩個人當中邊個係有錢啲咧？咁。
She didn't have to reply.
佢唔使答。
Because they already both knew the answer.
係，因為心知肚明嘅答案係乜嘢。
Look at verse 31.
我睇下31節。
It says, "Those who deal with the world as though they have no dealings with it."
所以用世物嘅要像，不用世物。
For the present form of this world is passing away.
因為世界嘅樣子將要過去了。
People today are so busy in their life.
今日嘅人活得好忙咯。
They're so busy with so many different things.
好多嘢都令到佢哋好忙咯。
A couple of people in my church, their kids, they have two boys, and both of them play hockey.
咁我哋教會有啲夫婦啦，佢有兩個仔啊，兩個都係仔嘛，佢兩個打呢個乒乓球喎。
And I saw the dad.And he looks like a walking zombie.
睇下佢把哇，成個僵尸咁行啦。
Why? He said three times a week is practice.
佢話點解要陪啊？佢話一個禮拜練習三次嗰啲細路。
Twice a week games。
兩次咧就係出賽嘅。
Two kids。
兩個細路。
Piano lessons。
又要學琴啦。
Chinese lessons。
又要學中文啦。
Hockey lessons。
又要練呢個福音琴啦。
And he says, I don't. Every single night there's something。
每一晚都有啲節目咧要為佢哋安排嘅。
Sometimes we want our kids to excel and we try to give them everything and that we are so engrossed in this life. But verse 31 says, those who use the things of this world as if not engrossed in them. We sometimes forget that verse 31. That the world we're living right now in its present form is going to pass away.
因為我哋而家活緊嘅地上，我哋嘅呢個生活其實係過緊嘅啦。
This is passing away。
係過緊嘅啦。
The way we live right now is sometimes we're living so hard for here so that our kids will have a bright future here。
我哋成日以為我而家咁辛苦，就希望我嘅仔女將來會有一個好光明嘅前途。
We try to save as much money here so that we can enjoy life here。
我哋而家儲咁多錢，希望將來我可以享受我所儲到嘅錢。
But then Paul reminds us that time is short。
但係保羅提我哋時間就好快就過㗎啦。
This is life is more than just this。
生命唔係淨係呢段咁短嘅世上嘅日子。
This is life. This is life。
係將來永恆先係我哋真正嘅生命。
You know the passage Matthew chapter 6 verse 33。
馬太福音第六章三十三節提我哋乜嘢
？What does it say？
佢叫我哋講乜嘢啊
？Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness。
要先求神嘅國同埋神嘅義。
And all these things will be given to you as well.
這一切都會加給你。
Many Christians turn that verse upside down.
我哋好多基督徒咧，將呢句經文咧調轉嚟講。
Seek first the things of this world.
先求呢個地上面嘅事。
And when I have left over time, then that's when I will seek God's kingdom.
當我有餘嘅時間咧，我就會去尋求神嘅國啦。
But let me ask this question.
但我要問你一個問題。
Which kind of investment will last forever?
哪一種投資才能夠是永恆的?
What kind of investment will last for eternity?
哪一種投資是能夠永恆的?
What kind of example are we leaving our children?
到底我們活著一個什麼榜樣給我們小孩子去仿效呢?
And so now it goes back to verse 29.
所以回到29節。
And that perplexing passage in verse 9.
有一節很多人都打曬頭唔明嘅一節。
How should we treat our wives?
我呢個代我問下你。
Says from now on, those who have wives live as though they have none.
有太太嘅好似冇太太咁生活。
Why did Paul say this?
點解保羅要咁講嘢咧
？Please don't misunderstand.
你千祈唔好誤會保羅喎。
Please wake up your husband right now.
請你嗌醒你嘅丈夫啊，要黑眼
瞓。In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says, "Husbands, love your wives." Christ loved the church.
因為咧喺第二個經文咧，保羅話咗好清楚，丈夫嘅要愛你嘅太太，好似基督愛教會一樣。
And he nourished her and cherished her.
佢要去喂養佢太太。
You have to provide for her. You have to stay committed to her. You have to love her for the rest of your life.
你要供養你太太，你要愛護佢，你要一生嘅守護佢。
Do not neglect your responsibility to your husband, to your wife, to your children.
所以千祈唔好忽略你對你太太、對你丈夫、對你兒女嘅責任。
So now here in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul is not contradicting himself. But what Paul is saying is this. What he is saying to many Canadian families is that sometimes we have idolized our families. We are to love them, but sometimes we idolize them.
但我哋將佢偶像化咯。
Oftentimes, our responsibility to family should not be our excuse to get out of our devotion to Christ.
我哋對家人嘅責任唔應該成為我哋唔親近主嘅藉口。
Some people say my family is my everything.
有啲人話我家人就係我嘅一切。
Or my music is my everything.
有啲人話我嘅音樂就係我嘅一切。
My children's hockey career is my everything.
我個仔將來嗰個乒乓球嘅職業咧，就係我嘅一切啦。
My children's future is my everything.
我嘅仔女將來嘅前途係我嘅一切。
If they don't become an accountant, I'm a failure.
如果真係成唔到會計師咧，
or medicine or law or whatever，
哇，做唔到醫生，我亦都好失敗啦。
So let me ask you this question: What is your everything? What is your everything?
我想問下你，到底你嚟講咩為之係你嘅一切啊？
Some people say that car is my everything, my phone is my everything, my video game is my everything, my family is my everything.
有啲人話咁嘅車啦，或者個遊戲機啦，都係我哋一切啊，我嘅家人又我一切啊。
So that's why we work so hard right here, so that our children will have a bright future.
所以點解我哋而家咁辛苦，為咗我哋將來嘅仔女有個好嘅光明嘅前途咧？
But what Paul is saying is this.
但保羅提我哋咩咧？
Yes, love your family.
係啊，你一定係要愛你嘅家人。
Love your spouse as much as Christ loved the church.
愛你嘅配偶，好似基督愛教會一樣。
But remember, seek first His kingdom.
但係唔好忘記要先求神嘅國。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
先求神嘅國同埋佢嘅義。
Then all these things shall be added unto you.
所有呢啲嘢都會加給你。
Recently, my wife spoke to a couple, a godly couple.
最近咧，我太太咧同一對本外主嘅夫婦傾偈。
And then my wife asked the couple, "So do you have kids?"
咁佢問呢對夫婦啦，你有冇仔女啊？
And she said, "Yes, we do. We have kids now in university."
佢有啊，讀緊大學啦，而家。
And he said, "Actually, one of my kids is going to study in seminary to be a children's pastor."
咁佢話我其中個仔咧就入緊呢個神學院，將來做一個牧師。
He says, "How did you?" My wife says, "How did you raise up your kids to love God, to love Jesus?"
咁我太太就問佢：你點可以湊你嘅仔，湊到佢哋會肯去讀神學院嘅？咁。
Oh, she said, "Well, one of the things that we did, not just tell bringing them to church, is that every year we go with them on mission."
佢話：我哋至少咧就每年都帶佢去差傳嘅。
Make them see that there are so many needs, so many people who do not know Christ.
我哋想佢睇得到、明白到，周圍人其實係好有需要、好需要基督㗎。
I spoke to a missionary recently.
最近咧，我同一個宣教士有傾。
If you want to transform your kids,
但如果你想改變你嘅仔女，
before they go on mission, all they want is an iPhone.
佢哋未去呢個差傳之前咧，細路咧其實所要嘅嘢咧就係手機嘅啫。
After they come back from the mission trip.
但去完宣教之後咧，短宣之後咧，they
said, "Oh, okay, we don't have to buy that iPhone anymore."
咁就話冇手機都 OK 嘅，唔使買最新嘅啦。Instead,
why don't we give that money to serve God?
咁佢哋反而有時會同我講就，不如將啲錢去捐去俾有需要嘅人啦。Jesus
says, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness."
耶穌話先求神嘅國同埋佢嘅義。So
the question is, how should we live our life today?
所以到最後尾嘅結論就係我應該點樣過我今日嘅日子咧？
How do we live our life in light of eternity?
如果知道有永恆嘅話，我應該點活今日嘅生活咧？
We get so caught up with chasing after this world and running this rat race, and we get so engrossed by it, we forget that this life is not forever.
有陣時我哋太過定睛喺今日嘅生活，太過注目今日嘅生活，而唔記得咗仲有永恆嘅喎。
This present form will not last.
而我哋而家望到呢個嘅人生，原來係會過去嘅。
Don't be consumed by the things of this world, but rather remember loving God.
唔好俾你而家擁有嘅嘢去捉住你，反而去更加嘅愛主。
Return to your first love.
翻返去你起初對主嘅愛心。
Return to your first love.
翻返去愛神。
Remember that time when you first came to know Christ.
記唔記得翻你最初認識神嗰陣嘅火焰？
Remember how passionate you were.
仲記唔記得自己點樣去愛神？
Remember how excited you were.
你當時幾興奮？
But what happened?
但係發生咩事咧？
Well, I worry about my kids' future, and I worry about this, and I worry about my wife, and I worry about our mortgage and everything.
哇！我而家唔同啦，好多嘢憂慮啊，憂公屋啦，又憂我仔啦，憂我女啦，憂我將來嗰份工啦咁。
Seek first His kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well.
先求神嘅國同埋神嘅義，這些都加給。
Yes, love your family.
係啊，我哋要去愛我哋嘅家人。
But seek first His kingdom.
但係冇忘記先求神嘅國同埋神嘅義。
You know you can trust God.
你知唔知道你係可以去信靠神嘅咧？
You know God cares about your family more than you do.
你知唔知道你嘅神愛你嘅仔女多過你愛你嘅家人咧？
And as a man, I feel this weight of responsibility. I have to make sure that my kids, you know, have a good future.
作為一個男人，我成日都有一份嘅責任同埋一個壓力，我一定要。 令到我將來為仔女有個好嘅生活。
So women, don't be surprised when you feel like your husband is always thinking about money.
所以你就係太太見到丈夫都成日掛住錢咁，你唔好驚訝，因為佢真係有好充㗎。
But then I realized that God can take care of my family better than I can.
但係突然間我醒悟就係話，啊，我個神其實可以照顧我哋家人，好過我照顧我家人咁喎。
God cares about your family more than you do.
而神係愛你嘅家人係多過你愛佢哋嘅。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Just a friendly reminder.
所以都想温馨嘅提示鼓勵大家。
We're called aliens and strangers in this world.
神話我哋喺地上只不過係寄居嘅啫。
Our citizenship is not here.
我哋真係入籍嘅唔係地上呢個國土。
Live with that eternal perspective.
我哋要唔好忘記，我哋有永恆喺度等緊我哋。
With our time, our energy, our resources.
我哋嘅時間，我哋擁有嘅精力。
For the present form of this world is passing away.
我哋點樣去用佢哋咧？因為而家嘅世界，而家嘅人生，其實每日都喺度過緊嘅。
If we have eternity in mind.
如果你嘅心裏邊常記住你有永恆等緊你嘅話
，Then we will live rightly.
你就會識得點樣過你今日嘅日子。
Then we will live well.
你就會活得好啊！我一齊禱告啊！我一齊禱告。親愛天父，我哋多謝你，你對我哋嘅愛無微不至，亦都係永遠都唔改變。喺我哋無知嘅時候、唔記得咗嘅時候，其實你都會常常透過唔同嘅事物、唔同嘅人，嚟提翻我哋。你係幾咁愛我哋？其實因為我哋預備嘅係我哋嘅榮幸，唔係今生嘅地上嘅生命。你希望我哋透過今生嘅生命，能夠進入永生，與你同在到永遠。主啊，求你開我哋眼，因為明白我哋應該點樣講，以致我哋識得點講我哋今日嘅日子，或者我哋聽到嘅每一句説話，我哋多謝你。求你嘅説話繼續喺我哋心裏邊，成為我哋嘅天賦，成為我哋嘅。我哋將每個心獻上，求你親自嘅護住啊！我哋好加大我哋生命嘅榮幸。啊！於是時間大家可以一齊喺度神經經啊！神到底今日有冇觸動到你嘅心，有啲咩説話？